The following podcast is rated PG. Parental guidance is advised. People in your household may start saying, "What the French toast?" and, "Oh, come on, you know that was funny." Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Shane. Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Underground Shuffle.
Everybody, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We're coming to you live from the United States of America, circling the globe, bringing happy and joy and laughter to all the communities of the world. Want to welcome everybody into the show. I'm the host, the Old Man. It's good to see you. Glad you're here. I've got Eric Kirk with me. I've got our chief navigator, Shannon's in the house. And we have a special visit from the corporate office. Grammy's down here trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And so we're just all here. We're just all having fun. I'm gonna let everybody just kind of chit chat among yourselves while I share the show. I'll be right back.
So, how is everyone this morning?
Well, I got coffee.
Thank God. Thank God for coffee.
What was that you said, Eric?
Coffee.
Oh, you coffee too. I'm sure Ralph has probably had several cups of coffee by now. Oh, yeah, it's the thing. Oh, he's had three. Whoa!
Yeah, whoa. I woke up today at 4 a.m., made the coffee, and I went back to bed.
No!
It didn't take.
Well, it looks like Underground says, he's at work. Oh.
He's not just at work, he's at stupid work.
Well.
Shannon, you burn it. I mean, Shannon, that's a lot. You're burning the candle at both ends, though. I mean, I don't know too many people busier than you are. Holy moly, girl.
I know. But actually, last night I went to bed at a decent hour.
Oh, good.
Oh, man, I crashed early myself for our time here. I think I went to bed at between 8 and 8:30, man. I was just exhausted. I've had a rough few days. I mean, I've had a rough couple of days, and it's just been beating me to death. Just stuff going on, you know, here at home with our yard work and other things, you know. And, you know. It just beat you up.
Welcome, Mr. Be Great.
Bam, Mr. Be Great. Good to see you. Hey, you're in. Hey, you're here, and the show's just starting. That's nice. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. We are so glad you are with us, all our listeners throughout the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate all you guys. You guys are the best, and hope your day is going good. I hope your day has been good, depending on where you're at in the rotation of the Earth. Of the Earth. Boy, that clapping didn't sound very good, did it? Sound kind of choppy. Let's hit that again. Let's see what it sounds like.
What?
There it was. Well, I've learned, Shannon and Eric and Grammy, I've learned that when I hit these sound effects, if they don't sound right, you know, if they sound a little choppy or they sound a little off, that means that Podbeam's having problems. I've actually learned that. So I listen, and sometimes, and when I go to start the show, I fire up the Podbeam website. You know, I get in there, I get into the show, and I'm getting ready to go live, and I'll hit those. I'll hit the claps, or I'll hit the little intro stuff. And if it doesn't sound right, man, I shut it all down. Shut it all down. Reboot everything and fire it all back up. Mm-hmm. And trying to stay ahead of all these tech problems we have with this stuff, but.
They seem to have a lot of problems because, I mean, it happens to me all the time that all my followers and the people that I'm following just, like, is if someone went in there and unfollowed everyone. Like, does that ever happen to you?
It hasn't happened to me, though I haven't seen a large number of people, mm-hmm. but I've seen numbers change, you know, I've seen numbers mm-hmm. drop and then numbers come back and all that, but not like what you're saying. And I've heard that a lot from people. They just, you know, they lose all their followers. Bam. Yeah. You know,
the numbers are still there. It's just the actual, where it says follow or unfollow.
Oh.
Yeah. But the numbers stay the same.
See,
that's good.
Yeah.
I never go in and look at the list. I never do. Yeah. I never
and they'll say everybody, like today I came into the show and it's like, you got a plus sign beside the show. It's like, wait a minute, I would never unfollow Old Man or Eric. But then I looked and everybody was like, as if somebody just went in there and unfollowed them. But my numbers are still there.
You know, it's just that I don't know what's going on with their tech people. Mm-hmm. Maybe the thing has gotten so big that they, I think what it is, they're trying to do too much. I think Maybe. Podbeam mm-hmm. is trying to do too much. They're trying to get all kinds of stuff going. They're trying to, they're trying to promote advertising, and you can buy this, buy that, do this, do that, you know, come mm-hmm. to this class, come to this video thing. And they're just really pushing a lot of stuff. And I think it's just catching up. I think it's just too much. They need to just sit back and chill for a minute. Let it all settle.
Can you imagine the servers that it would take for all these phone lines? I mean, because that's basically what it is, a bunch of phone lines. Mm. And be able to call in like they do.
Yeah, I don't know. But see, now, like right now, you sound good and Eric sounds good. But yes. I don't know, like when Russ, lately I've been having problems with Russ's volume. His volume isn't coming on. And I don't know. And then I noticed last night on Russ's show that he was having problems with his volume in his own show. So I don't know. And don't get me wrong, people. We ain't complaining. We're just explaining.
Some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, this is... sure you are. I am. I'm just explaining. I'm not complaining. Yeah. Just remember to use that. Remember to use that when you're there and you really are complaining about stuff and somebody, man, you're complaining. Say, I ain't complaining. I'm explaining. Okay. All right.
Exactly. When you bring things out.
Yeah. When you bring things out. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not complaining now. Hey, I'm just trying to explain it.
I try the way I hear it. I try that a couple of times on Grammy. She goes, no, you're complaining. You're complaining.
Exactly.
So I saw this video this morning. Well, first off, before I just jump in there, Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, he's drinking his first cup of coffee.
Well, I'm getting ready to actually pour it. I was having to fire up a text message to a friend.
Oh, okay. Oh, no problems. I'm just wondering how you're doing.
Well, my morning is going pretty good, but I know the week is halfway over and then 3 days left until my actual birthday. But of course, Friday, of course, will be my birthday show since we're not here on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow being the 6th, we have Mr. A's birthday on the 6th and our dear friend Poetic. Her birthday's on the 6th, too. So.
Well, and knowing Mr. A, you know, he's kind of sounded like a party pooper, like, don't remind me.
Yeah.
but I think birthdays are a fun thing.
Well, they are. They should be celebrated. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially Eric.
Yeah, especially Eric. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should be celebrated.
Oh, I celebrate every one of mine.
For about a week.
Yep. Always a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like George Burns and go backwards and stay 39 forever.
Oh, no, no, no. I claim every one of mine.
George Burns.
Because it's an accomplishment.
Man, I remember seeing the Burns and Allen. What was it?
Burns and Allen.
Burns and Allen.
Yeah.
That show. I remember, excuse me. I remember seeing that. They were funny. And his, what was her name? Gracie?
Gracie Allen. Yeah.
Gracie Allen.
She was such a sweetheart. I mean.
Yeah.
and she played the I mean, they weren't playing man and wife. They really were man and wife, but she played her part really well. I always wondered, what were they like when the cameras were rolling, you know?
Yeah, were they different, or were they the same, or that's a thought, you know?
Yeah,
what are they with this horrible bickering couple and
yeah, you know, fight
exactly.
That's what Ralph says, fight.
Well, this is what I think, Shannon. I think that off camera, George Burns was pretty much the same way. He was who we saw him as, George Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Just easygoing, funny, deadpan humor. But now Gracie, on the other hand.
Oh, now what are you going to talk about, Gracie?
When she was off camera, she ruled the roost. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome, Dennis.
Yeah, I think she ruled the roost.
He lived a very long life. I mean, he drank and smoked cigars and he was God, and
oh, well, God, he made it to the ripe old age of 100.
Oh God, yeah, he sure did.
Oh, he did. He did make it to 100, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, my goodness.
For a long time, I thought he was God.
Exactly. Exactly. He was kind of like the vision that you had in your head because he played that part so well. What was the name of that movie? What was the name of the movie where he played God?
Oh God.
Yes.
Yep.
Dennis, we are talking George. Is it George Burns?
George Burns.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Okay. Yes.
George Burns. So now, wasn't there a sequel to that too? Oh God, two.
I think there was like three or four.
Two or three.
I think
yeah.
There was like two or three. Yeah. Definitely.
Wow. I think it's because he did the part so well. I think it's like you said, Shannon. He really was God.
He was. When I was little, I mean, I really thought that there's God.
Oh, jeez. Well,
I was little when it came out.
Now, Gracie was younger than he, wasn't she?
I don't know anything about him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Burns and Allen. I can try to do a real quick search here. Burns and Allen. I don't know. I don't know how old they were.
Well, probably both are gone because I remember them from, gosh, when I were younger.
Yeah, they're gone. Oh, and they had that TV show, Burns and Allen.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The duel met in 1922 and married in 1926.
Wow.
That's when they were married. Yeah. Holy moly.
And, yeah. Wow.
Let's see what else I can see here.
It took George 4 years to convince Alice to marry him, huh?
Yeah, I guess. let's see. Burns and Allen was an American comedy duo consisting of George Burns and his wife, Gracie Allen. They worked together as a successful comedy team that entertained vaudeville. So vaudeville, film, radio, and television appearances for over 40 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The duo met, like I said, in 1922. They married in 26. George played the straight man, and Allen played a silly, idle-headed woman whose covulted logic Burns off was often ill-equipped to challenge. The duel starred in a number of movies, including Lamb Chops. That was 1929, okay. The Big Broadcast, 1932, and two sequels in 1935 and 1936. And they starred in A Damsel in Distress in 1937. We should look those movies up, Grammy, and look at them. Their 30-minute radio show debuted September 1934.
Hello, pool boy.
As The Adventures of Gracie. Huh, The Adventures of Gracie, whose title changed to The Burns and Allen Show in 1936. Let's see. The series ran, moving back and forth between NBC and CBS until May of 1950. Well, I must have been watching reruns or something because I wasn't, you know, I don't know.
When don't you?
Let's see.
When I didn't mean to laugh, but the way Grammy said "Hello, pool boy."
Yeah, I know. I heard it. I was trying to let that slide off. I was trying to let that slide off. I know.
I could envision her coming out of this, you know, out of the house with the pool boy and like, "Hello, pool boy."
Yeah. I know. I was trying to let that slide off.
Right? Funny.
Well, you know what, Shannon? She would have went, "Hello, pool boy." If she could have done, if she could do that.
I can't do that crap. Yeah. Oh, it Ralph says in an Eartha Kitt costume.
Ooh,
I love it. She's more beautiful than Eartha Kitt. I mean, have you people, if you look at the oldmanspodcast.com, you look 25 years younger than you are. I mean, you are stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God. I wish I could look 25 years younger.
Yeah. Oh, Shannon. Oh, Shannon.
Telling you, see, you got a good one. You got you a trophy wife.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Shannon. I've got a picture sitting here on my table. Of Grammy, what I'll do is I'll snap a picture of this picture and send it to you.
Good, I'll put it in the album. If you think that one,
that one, she looks good. Wait till you see this one.
Oh,
this
I
is
can't
from
wait.
One of her. This is one of her glamour shots that she did.
Wow, I mean she's completely gorgeous with no makeup. I mean, I could only.
I'm saying.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, welcome. I got carded the other day.
What?
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Man. That's fantastic.
I was so happy. Because I looked at the young man and I said, "Really?" Well, here,
woman.
Give me a chance. I was so nervous and frustrated because you have to take your driver's license out of your wallet, and I couldn't get it out. I was struggling, and I said, "Would you?" He said, "No, I can't touch your wallet." Okay, well, so I finally got it out, and he looked at it, and he kept looking at me, looking at it, looking at me. I said, "Can't believe it, can you?" He said, "No, not really."
It's not a typo. That's funny.
Wow. Well, Shannon, since you're talking about pictures and that, let me ask you a question. So is that really you in that picture?
Yes.
Who did your, did you do that makeup?
Yes.
Oh my
God. Oh, artistic.
Yes, I can.
Because
draw.
I have so many people ask me, because you know I use that. I sent it out on Tuesdays.
Leo,
that
right?
Video,
Sam
that
I
promo
am?
You did. Mm-hmm. I send that promo out for the Wednesday show. You know, right. and it's you. And I have people ask me all the time, "Is that really Shannon?" I go, "Yeah, mm-hmm. that's Shannon."
I'm gonna do some more makeup this Halloween too. So,
well, I tell you what, I love that picture. I really do.
I got a whole face painting, new face painting kit and all that. So
oh.
I hope I win.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's why I knew you were going to be on today. And I was
welcome,
like,
Leo. Welcome, Sam.
So when do I need to dress up and get my picture submitted?
What's the deadline?
I don't. That's up to Shonda, isn't it? She's the one judging it. Her and Man Cave, right?
Oh, Man Cave's not judging the costume. The
okay,
costume
so thing, she's no. Just Shonda's judging.
Yeah,
okay.
Shonda. So I don't know. We need
so
to.
I don't
figure
understand
out.
While they're. Well, I understand. You know, I'm going to do a TikTok tomorrow, and you know, to all TikToks and Instagram. But so do I need to like forward all this stuff to her? I mean. Maybe I should give her email as well. I mean,
well, or you could, they could come to you and then you mm-hmm. just turn around and post them on our Facebook page, on the right. show's Facebook page.
Yeah, that would okay. be, That's usually how we do the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
And okay. Like with all the other contests, we usually just say this is give a date and that's the deadline. And
right. Well, maybe we should make the deadline for the pitchers. We should make it maybe Thursday the 27th and then declare the winner on Halloween on the October 31st show. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and you know, if you're looking and you're thinking about doing a costume for the costume contest and a chance to win that $50 GloFlow gift card, you can do your costume anytime. I'm thinking. I mean, you could.
Yeah, just as long as they're in before the 27th.
You can doctor yourself up, paint yourself up, mm-hmm. and do what you're going to do now for a costume, and then snap mm-hmm. a picture and send it in. Right. And you know, you don't have to wait till the last minute. Right. I would encourage you not to wait till the last minute.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And you might want to push that back because who's to say how many participants you might have because the. Eric's trivia has started picking up with more people too.
Right.
And with Halloween, there's so many people that are in, you know, that mm-hmm. like to dress up and do to where you might have a lot of pictures and you want to give the one judging some time to do, to well, go through, get, thin they, out, go through, thin out.
If they get the pictures in by the 27th, that means the 28th, 29th, and 30th. That's 3 days to pick a winner.
Oh, okay. That's if they have the time. So they have to fit it in.
Right.
Are they allowing, did I hear they're allowing pets and of course, children?
yeah. Only crazy lady said, yeah, she wanted pets. She said pets could be allowed too.
Okay, that's because of Jakey.
This is basically, well, this is Shannon. This is yours and only crazy ladies. You guys are kind of heading up this contest.
She hasn't actually emailed me or anything. I'll try to text her today and get together and say, you know, for her mm-hmm. to do a live on her TikTok and her Instagram as well.
Yeah. Or you know what you could do, Shannon? You can have them send the pictures to the old man's podcast at gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
you
what I'll
do that? Yeah.
And yes, I'll get the pictures and post them into the Facebook page. That way, because you're so busy. I mean, I know.
I would just be forwarding anyway. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just put your email.
Okay. Let me write this down because we're going to start doing the official days in that. Okay, so for the contest, if you're interested
the
in
the costume
contest,
yeah,
you have to have your costume contest pictures in by October 27th. And then the winner will be announced on
Raccoon
Halloween.
Six, you get those kids dressed up.
Yeah, get those kids dressed up. Get your dogs dressed up. And the winner will be announced on the 31st.
Wait.
We're waiting.
Well, who's going to... Are you going to be giving the dog or the animal the gift card?
Well, no. I mean, unless that dog wants to buy a lit up hat or glasses to wear. No. The owner of the pet will get the gift card. Yeah. The owner of the pet will get
the prize will go to the human.
The human factor.
Okay.
But see, this is why
to dress up the dog. So
Yeah. The dog ain't picking out his costume. You know, it's all done by the.
Okay, Raccoon.
Yeah, so I mean, if I had like three dogs, I could enter it myself and my three dogs, and that gives me four chances to win that gift certificate because I got four costumes going.
Now what about us that just have us and we don't have? So we got to go out and buy a pet. Go out and catch one so we have more chances.
We got squirrels out there we can catch.
Oh, yeah, you go out there
we'll
and catch
we'll set
one.
Up some traps. Well, Bob next door traps him, and, you know, we'll have him bring him over, and we'll dress him up in little costumes so you can enter.
Well, yeah. Okay.
What I'm going to talk with Shonda about is, like, how, you know, I mean, so you're going to get adults, you're going to get kids, you're going to get pets, you're going to get all these costumes, you know.
So are you, but it's only just the best costume out of all of those categories? It sounds like you're expanding that out quite a bit.
Nope, it's just going to be one winner out of all of them. It's going to be whatever catches Shonda's eye and she goes, oh, that's awesome. That's going to be the one that wins. I might have to volunteer to help her, you know, but we'll pick one. But, you know, so. Yeah. Well, see, and the thing is for the costume contest on October 17th, the Seattle Kraken are playing the Carolina Hurricanes in a hockey game. And if the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Kraken on that hockey game, Russ is adding $50 to that gift certificate. So you are, in fact, may win a $100 gift certificate from GloFlow Denver. That's what Russ wanted to do. He just wanted to fatten the pot a little bit on that. Because he's that confident that the Hurricanes are going to win. So,
Glenn is asking, can we ask her to make a costume profile so we know what her type is? What?
Ooh.
Shonda?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't say. He just says, can we ask her to make? Yes, Glenn, call in and ask.
She's pretty open. Shonda's pretty open. She's an artist. She's pretty open. And, you know, she'll judge.
Now I got you.
I might offer some assistance in helping her look at stuff, you know, and helping her pick one.
Of costume preference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I mean, we'll just look. I mean, that's the one thing about costumes, you know. Let's just see how this first year goes. And then we might have to adapt stuff, you know, like, we going for gruesome, scarier, or child friendly, or best imitations of a celeb. I know, so many types. I hear you.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
But see, when you go, Shannon, you've been to Halloween parties before, and I'm sure they've had a contest and they've picked a winner. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing there, right? I mean, they just pick an overall winner out of all the costumes.
Usually the ones that are put into the most work to usually are the winners.
Yeah, and you could tell that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm with Glenn. Maybe if you don't mind me interjecting here. Shannon, maybe you and the only crazy lady should get together and kind of decide what's really happening.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a TikTok, and so we'll see. But we'll get together and kind of have something similar. So She's really good at doing Instagram lives, and, you know, because I have my TikTok lives. So, and she's we both between us have between all our social sites, about 12,000 followers.
Wow. Well, you know, this whole thing here is starting to sound, this whole thing is starting to sound like this.
What, going down the toilet?
What is that? Oh, it's a thunderstorm. Is that a storm?
Yes.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, he's so silly.
This whole thing is starting to sound like that. We don't know what we're going to get until it's alive. It's alive. Yes. It's alive. Oh, then this all contest right. is going to run on its own.
Oh. I think I might watch that movie tonight.
I've been wanting to watch it too. So I might watch it tonight. I might watch it tonight with you. Let me know what time you're watching it, and I'll watch it at the same time, and then we can say we watched the movie together.
Actually, I do that with some friends. Me and Crucible, we'll watch a movie, and we'll be on the phone together at the same time. I mean, sometimes it might speed up a second or two, but it actually worked. But we couldn't get that watch party thing going on Prime, so we just, let's just rent it at the same time and stay on the phone. And it actually was very enjoyable. We chatted about it.
Well, you know what? Grammy, you've done that with your niece, Little Yvonne.
Oh, I have done that with
with Godzilla movies or King Kong movies.
Godzilla. Oh, Godzilla and King Kong.
I know. I walked in her room one day and the movie's going on and she's on the phone. I go, what's going on in here? She goes, shh, me and Little Yvonne are watching Kong Island, you know. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then get this, they'll call people. I mean, they'll call each other. They'll call each other and say, guess what's coming on? Let me see if I can find it on our channels here. And they sit there and watch those movies.
We love all of those. Kong and who's that? Mothra and Hedra and Godzilla.
And all the old ones, is so funny how the Japanese, the dubbing is so bad.
Yes.
You know, all of a sudden they're talking and it's like what? It's like like 2-3 seconds off and like, you kill my master. And it's like,
yeah. Or those kung fu movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. The Japanese.
Even to this day, they still can't get the dubbing right. Well, what it is because it's done in Japanese and they transfer it over to English,
right.
English, so it just doesn't match very well. Hello. Uh-oh.
I'm still here. Hey, Abigail. Because you'll notice, like, when they do the dubbing, it's obvious that they're lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, in the Japanese, it's they're not lip syncing because it's not done in English.
Well, that is true,
too. It's done in Japanese. So that's why it's off even to this day, because it was filmed in Japanese.
Right.
The Japanese is so different from English. Like, if it was done in England or Australia or something like that, it would be right on. But a completely different language like that, it's kind of hard.
Well, I like watching those old, samurai movies, you know, the Seven Samurai, Yojimbo, and I like watching those old samurai movies. Mm-hmm. And I'll watch it and I'll listen to it as it was made in Japanese, but I put on the subtitles. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather read subtitles and watch the movie than have them butcher it with voiceover stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn was saying that he says, I know people who do that during a hockey game. I guess that's the phone conversation.
Oh, yeah.
He said, less of a friendly call and more a earful of trash talk based on who is winning. That is so true.
J Baby and I do that. We do that. We did it all through the Stanley Cup championships. When her and I were doing that all the time. And yeah. And the funny thing is, depending on who got the signal, like I might be seeing something 10, 15 seconds sooner than she does, or the vice versa. She sees before me, you know. And we'd be going along and I'll go, goal, they scored a goal. And she goes, no, they didn't. No, they haven't done. Oh, wait, yeah, they did right now.
That's all.
yeah, I love those movies. Hey, I want to do a this or that, a Halloween this or that with everybody. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This or that. Cats or bats?
Cat. What?
Cat. No, you're just picking. What's your favorite? Cats or bats? You say cats?
I like bats because they're up high in a tree and I can't see them.
Bats. What about you, Eric?
Cats.
Cats. Anybody else in the chat room?
Glenn says Batman.
I like
Catwoman.
Underground Shovel. Neither. Well, I like for Halloween. Now, remember, this is all for Halloween. I like bats. And I'll tell you why. Because if you're having a Halloween party outside and a bat swoops into the yard, you're clearing everybody out of that yard.
They are.
Party's over.
Party's over. Party in the house. Bats. Yeah, bats.
I don't like bats. They carry rabies. No, no, no. And I have a cat.
Hello, Anna.
Terrified of bats underground. I love
my gosh.
All right, here we go. Another one.
Abigail. What?
Adam's Family or the Munsters?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Adam's Family. I like Thing.
You like Thing? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Cousin It.
Cousin It. Is it Thing you like or Cousin It?
I like Thing because he can get around.
The hand that comes out?
Yeah, that's
okay,
Thing.
Right, okay.
But he gets loose, too.
Oh, yeah.
He runs all around everywhere.
Yeah.
All you need is for that hand just to plunk on your shoulder.
Morning, Shep. Good to see you. I like the Munsters. I like the Munsters. And I'll tell you, the deciding factor for me with the Munsters over the Addams Family, and I've been like this since I was watching them when they first came out, is the cars. The Munsters cars, those drag cars, the grandpa's drag car made out of a coffin.
Well,
and
you didn't say all of that.
Well, you're comparing the show, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What about you, Shannon? What about you, Eric? What did you say?
I like the Addams Family. I mean, because you got Morticia, and then you've got Wednesday, who I loved her character. She was always trying to kill her little brother and set up like guillotines and stuff like that. Yeah. That was funny.
Now,
always
was Pugsley.
Okay,
was Pugsley older than Wendy, or Wendy was older than Pugsley?
Pugsley was older.
Yeah. Pugsley was older in the TV show, but when they did the 1991 and 1993 films with Christina Ricci and Angelica Houston, believe it or not, Christina Ricci and Jimmy Workman, who played Wednesday and Pugsley, were born the same year, but she's probably about a month or two older. But if you go back to the TV show with Ken Weatherwax as Pugsley and Lisa Loring as Wednesday, Ken Weatherwax is 5 years older than Lisa Loring.
And Pugsley, he didn't run away from all that stuff. He loved it. Like if she was going to blow him up, he was a willing participant, you know?
Yes.
Oh, and I love the scene in the movie where Pugsley gets in the electric chair.
Yes.
In the game called Is There a God? but he doesn't die.
Nope.
No, never.
I think they're immortal.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. And then the Munsters, they had what was their son's name? The little werewolf?
Eddie.
They had Eddie Munster. Yeah, Eddie.
Well, and then the monster that lived under the stairs.
Spot.
Yeah, that
that was Spot.
That was a dragon.
I think the only normal one in that show was Marilyn, who was like Herman's niece.
Yeah, and they always felt sorry for her because she was so plain.
Right, exactly. She was normal.
Yeah, she was. But that's true. This is she's wasn't she the kind of ugly one of the family?
Yeah. Oh, Glenn. You mean Thing became a hand model? Oh, Glenn.
And then Lurch. You rang.
Yeah, Lurch. Lurch was he was a good guy. Yeah.
Well, I remember I think in the 60s TV show, The Addams Family, you know, Lurch could talk besides saying you rang. You would hear him speak at other times, but his English might have been a little bit broken. But if you go to the 1991 and 1993 films when Carl Struckman played Lurch, that they portrayed him as a mute.
I think you're right, because I think in the TV series and that kind of stuff, the early ones, Lurch didn't talk because he just had, you know, he'd just go and shake his head he was disgusted.
But I think there were a couple episodes where, you know, he was talking, but his English is, like I said, really broken.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just think he didn't
talk.
But he's
portrayed as really shy.
I just think he didn't have anything to say, you know, because he rolled his eyes a lot in the TV series.
Then, of course, Grandmama, of course, in the TV show was Gomez's mother, but in the movies, it was Morticia's mother.
I loved it when they danced the babushka.
I like Russian I said dance. If it wasn't for those cars in the Munsters, I'd be an Adams Family guy. Yeah. But I love those cars. Love those cars. Okay, here's another one for everybody. Svengoolie or Elvira?
Elvira.
You mean Svengala? Svengali?
Svengoolie.
Svengoolie.
Who is Svengoolie?
What? You don't know Svengoolie? No. Svengoolie was a host on on one of those
real late night,
like Elvira was, you know, they showed those late, they were on really late and they showed those BC horror movies, mm-hmm. you know, and they just made fun of everybody and that. Yeah, he was just a television host.
I would pick Elvira because I guess who wouldn't want eye candy?
Yeah,
I hear you. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to say Elvira.
Elvira, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I heard that in the new Munsters movie that who's that? Ron Zombie, is that his name? The director, Rob Zombie. He's doing another Munsters movie, and I hear Elvira is going to be in that. So we'll see.
That would be fun to watch. Yeah.
Elvira, she's up there in years, too.
I'm wondering if he's going to make it comedy horror, or because he's pretty much strict horror. I mean, like,
from what I've seen and from what I read, he is going to try to stay within the realm of the Munsters, the TV show. It's going to be kind of a comedy type, horror type stuff. Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's really going to be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy that they got playing Herman watched a lot of the older shows, so he could kind of capture the mannerisms of that. Who was that? Fred Gwynn that played Herman Munster?
The original one.
Yeah, he's going to try to catch some of his mannerisms, you know, for the movie. So, yeah, it should be good.
He was the guy from My Cousin Vinny. He played the judge.
Yes. Yes. That's him. Yeah.
But I guess the leading lady would have to try to channel Yvonne DiCarlo, who played Lily Munster.
Yeah. And he tried to stay with all the makeup and the costumes. He modernized them a little bit, but he tried to stay true to the Munsters television show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm willing to bet it's going to be a good film. I'm surprised that it's not out. I guess maybe he's going to have it out by next Halloween next year.
Ooh.
I don't know. But, All right, Elvira. Elvira. Okay, here's another one. Dracula.
Well, did you know? Well, let me give you. Did you know that Elvira is the daughter to Tom Peterson, who had a furniture and Gloria too, that had a furniture business in Portland, Oregon.
Yep, on 82nd Avenue, right
on
there.
82nd Avenue
and Powell. 82nd Avenue and Powell, right there.
And but
didn't I know that?
Yeah, she was their daughter.
Yeah,
and they were in business for a long time, you know.
Yes, but they're not there anymore. They kind of got away from it, but So I was like, "Ooh, I know who her mommy and daddy are."
And they always had the commercial, and it always say Tom Peterson and Gloria too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or either, and it was always on the late night, and you'd hear, you know, it'd be like all that really scary late night stuff. And then you'd hear this.
wake up. Wake up. This is Tom Peterson and Gloria too.
Oh yeah, they'd be acting like they're tapping on the TV.
Yeah, to wake you up so you pay attention to their commercial.
You know, it's funny. Now that you made me start thinking way back then, I'm wondering if her folks did not buy advertisement time for her on her show, because you know she was on late at night like that too, and I'm wondering if they bought, you know, if they bought advertisements to so they could be on the show when their daughter's show is going on. I don't know.
I don't either, but I thought that was so funny. You know, that she was such a princess of the dark, I think is what she called herself, or something like that.
Yeah,
But her mom and dad owned a furniture store over in Portland, Oregon.
Interesting. All right, Dracula or the Wolfman? Dracula or Wolfman?
Oh, that's easy.
I like Dracula.
Yeah. Dracula.
Yeah. Dracula, for sure.
I want to drink your blood.
I got to pick the Wolfman. I got to pick the Wolfman.
Dracula had a really sexy stare.
Now, which one did you like? Did you like Bela Lugosi, or
I liked Frank Langella, the one in the 70s. Yeah, he was actually very handsome when he was young. And actually, he was married to another one that I thought of the other day. Was married to Susan Sarandon for a while. Her first husband, what was his name? Chris. Is before she married the guy from. Who did that prison movie with Morgan Freeman?
Tim Robbins, you mean, but I don't think Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins were ever legally married.
Yeah, but her first husband, she was Chris Sarandon. That's his name, Chris Sarandon. Yeah, he played Dracula too, and he was a really good Dracula. But I'd have to put hands down definitely Frank Langella. That's like L-A-N-G-E-L-L-A.
Langella. Now, Euclid? I'm not sure. I'm going to misdo your name, I know.
Yuck.
But they said Brad Pitt must be what. Did he ever play vampire?
No.
He was a vampire in the original movie Interview of a Vampire.
Yeah.
Interview with the Vampire.
Okay. I thought that was Tom Cruise.
He played Lestat. Tom Cruise did.
Hey, cheers.
And he made Brad Pitt. So
they were both in that movie, baby. You're right.
Yes.
Right. They were both in there. Yes.
Hello, tears. Well, there's a new vampire movie coming out, and I saw the little clips of that, and it's like, ooh.
Well, that's becoming a TV series. They have a new revived Interview with a Vampire is becoming a TV series.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a list of actors. The first film to feature Count Dracula was a Hungarian silence film released in 1921.
Nosferatu. Oh, I think I've seen that one.
Nosferatu.
I remember seeing an old black and white one, and they move real quick. That's why I remember it. So because they were
that Christopher you're talking about, Shannon, is that Christopher Lee? No.
No.
Because
Frank Langella played one too, but you know what? He made a great Dracula, and Christopher Plummer played Von Helsing, who was always after him.
Yeah.
Christopher Lee made an excellent Dracula. Those are the films I grew up with, and they made several of those. And Christopher Plummer was Von Helsing, you know, he was kind of staking. That's another good one. Wow, forgot about that.
Okay, so our garbage guys went by right now and they picked up our recycle bin, and now that they've picked it up, they dumped it in their truck and took off. I've got to confess, I put stuff in the recycle bin I shouldn't have.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm you sorry. Did?
I know. Uh-oh. I know. I just had to get it out of that. I had to get it out of the yard, and I didn't want to take a bucket of stuff to the dump. So I just put it in the recycle bin. It's mostly plastic, people. It's mostly plastic. So
that's recyclable.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
But
don't feel guilty.
Thanks, Shannon. I knew you would be on my side, Shannon.
I am.
Shep's yelling at me. How could you?
I know.
And Eric even went, what?
I heard him.
I know. All right, back to our list. Okay, yeah. So.
He does not recycle well.
I'm a baby boomer. We don't believe.
A baby doodler?
A baby doodler.
Yeah, baby doodler.
No. So, okay, here we go. Okay. I got my confession out, and Shandon said I was okay. So I'm living. Yeah. Okay.
Say three Frank Hail Marys and one Our Father, and you're good to go.
Okay. Frankenstein or the Mummy? Frankenstein or the Mummy?
That's easy. Frankenstein for me, definitely.
I got to go with Frank. Yeah, Frankenstein. Yeah,
definitely.
I like the Mummy.
Well, you know what's interesting, Grammy? They're both played by the same actor. Frankenstein and the Mummy were both played by Bela Lugosi. Who is that guy? I just lost his name. Boris Karloff. Both were played by Boris Karloff.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
If you look at it, they both kind of they walked the same with the arms out, kind of, exactly.
And if you look at their faces, they kind of even look alike, you know, cousins. Yeah. Oh. It's like, okay, Boris, we want you to audition for Frankenstein. Here we go. Ready? Okay, go. Okay, all right. Yeah, we got him. We found our Frankenstein. Then the next movie comes out, Mummy. Boris, we want you to audition for the Mummy.
That's it.
You got it, buddy. You
saw it. Bela Lugosi was called the Man of a Thousand Faces.
Yes. But you know, was that David Carradine? Is that the dad?
Of the Carradine brothers?
Yes.
John Carradine.
Boy, he's played some really strange.
That guy was spooky in those movies.
Wasn't he the curator of the original wax museum?
No, I don't know.
Vincent Price. Yeah.
It seems like I saw one with Carradine as the curator.
It could have been some kind of a spin-off from it. But the thing about John Carradine, and he always showed up in those old 30s spooky movies because he was an old spooky looking guy.
His features were kind of
he did a lot of westerns too.
Yes he did.
Yes.
And you know why he did the westerns? Because he was an old spooky guy in the westerns too.
Yeah, David Carradine, his son, played Kung Fu.
Right.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay.
Right.
Boy, he had a suspicious death. That was, you heard about that, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh,
we'll save that for
Russ's true crime
stroke. Yeah, I won't elaborate, but it was weird. Very Holly weird.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah, kid.
Okay,
he was
now
in the Kill Bill series.
As far as costumes go,
yeah.
Jedi or Stormtrooper?
Oh, of course. Jedi. Oh. I want those powers.
I knew you would say Jedi, Shannon.
Absolutely.
I can see you trying to
the Force is with you. Yes.
And Grammy?
Yeah, I think I want to be a Stormtrooper.
I knew you would say Stormtrooper too. Eric, what about you?
Jedi.
Yeah, I'd have to be a Jedi. Mm-hmm.
Stormtroopers were the Force.
Okay, here's another one. Alf or Yoda?
Alf for me.
Alf. I knew you'd pick Alf.
Yoda.
Yoda? Uh-huh.
For sure.
Which would be the Force?
Master Luke.
That was a good Yoda. Okay, Jason or Freddy?
Who?
Jason or Freddy?
That's a hard one. I say Jason because he could pop in and out of your dreams, and he had those knives. You know,
no, that's Freddy. That's Freddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Jason. I meant
Freddy's
Freddy.
Dead. Freddy, that's what I said.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, the original.
Yes, Freddy Krueger. He could pop in and out of your dreams. Yeah.
What about you, Eric?
What were the choices again?
Jason or Freddy?
I'd probably go with Jason. But I think on like a horror character that could see you in your dreams was Pennywise the Clown, played by Tim Curry.
Now, Pennywise the Clown, I've never seen. Oh, yeah, don't do that. Shannon, stop that. Shannon, stop doing that. That is you, right?
It's my twin.
Eric, I've never seen any of those movies. I've never seen any of those Pennywise movies. So I don't know anything about that. Probably because he just freaks me out. He just freaks me. I'm not afraid of clowns, but what was this guy's, the actor's name?
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. And as that Pennywise clown, man, that just freaked me. That freaks me out.
Oh yeah, he
does that way too well.
It was like he could release his real self.
Now that's the clown. That's the clown that tried to that would entice the kids down the little the drain and the curb, right?
Are you talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, clowns are scary anyway. They're just weird. Do you remember? You remember in the '70s when they had? I was a small child, but they horrified me. You had the crushed velvet bull fighter paintings, and then you had the crushed velvet clowns, and it's like, oh. So every time we went to a circus or something and they had all the clowns there, I mean, it really freaked me out. I would cry when I would see a clown.
You know, it's surprising you say that, because it's been known that there are a lot of people, if they were to really speak on it, are afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
And it's, what's it called? Clown phobia?
I guess
I don't know. The chat room seems to be split between Jason and Freddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one likes Jason because, who's that, buddy? Glenn? He likes Jason because he wore the hockey mask.
Yeah. But see, I liked Freddy because Freddy was like the original Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hello, only crazy lady.
You say Mike Myers. Shep, Mike Myers.
That's Halloween.
That's Halloween. And that's Jason, isn't it? Isn't it? No.
That's Michael Myers, actually. Not to be confused with actor Mike Myers.
That's two different characters. Two different characters. Jason and Mike Myers, yeah.
Actually, Mike Myers wore a Captain Kirk mask, so that's kind of funny if people didn't know that.
Yes, that's right. It was an old mask of Captain Kirk. I did read that somewhere. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Jason had the hockey mask. Mike Myers had the Captain Kirk mask. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Yeah. Now that brings me to another one. Being as we're talking about Halloween, the movie Halloween. Young Jamie Lee Curtis or the older Jamie Lee Curtis? Because she's in this last movie now, too.
Have you seen her lately? She still looks fantastic. She just did a TikTok and I saw her this morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that woman just doesn't seem to age. I think she's even prettier now than she was in that movie. So well, I would have to say Jamie Lee Curtis, older Jamie Lee Curtis.
Older Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I'd probably agree with the older Jamie Lee.
Oh, there's two. Mm-hmm. What about you, Grammy? Older. Anybody else in the chat room? I got to go with older Jamie Lee Curtis, too, because she got attitude.
Well, Well, she is, you know, like a child of showbiz royalty. You know, her legendary mother, Janet Leigh, from the movie Psycho, like the infamous shower scene, and then Tony Curtis, you know, her father.
Right. And, but I'm just thinking character in the movie, though. I mean, the young one, the young Jamie Lee Curtis in the movie, she's young, she's naive. Oh, she's the scream queen. Older Jamie Lee Curtis in the newer one that's coming out. That's it. I've had it. We're done. You're out of here.
I just think she got better looking. She got more attitude as she got older. And actually, in the original film, the original Halloween, you did not know that he was her brother. It only came out later, not to, I think it's either when it was Halloween 2, 20 years later, that he actually was her, she was his older sister.
Well, you know when I found that out, Shannon? You know when I found that out?
I just found it
right now.
Me really? Too. I never watched them.
Yeah, no, he's her brother. She's his sister.
Mm-hmm. I'm too busy hiding behind a pillow or a blanket watching those movies to figure out what's going on.
Oh, Glenn says he likes the younger Jamie because just to be contrary. Yeah, just to be contrary. Just to keep the conversation going.
Well, as a person and an actress, I don't think. Because I've seen her in other movies, too, as she's, you know, in her older years. But I don't think Jamie Lee Curtis, I don't think she's, outside of just taking care of herself, I don't think she's done any, at least it's not noticeable, any plastic surgery or anything. No. I think
she got on, starting in the 80s, she got on a major workout kick. You know, she did that movie Perfect. And she really lived her life like that. And she was in the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was that one?
True Lies.
She is incredible, and she has kept her body up. And like I said, I saw a TikTok of her today, and she's wearing her hair the same way, real short. And you got to be really pretty to wear your hair really short like that. And I could not believe how good she looked, and her body still the same at her age. She's
You know who else I saw a picture, and I still to this day don't believe it, but Raquel Welch.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's in her 80s.
Shep says it's all that activity.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and they're too. They didn't have any plastic surgeries, at least that you can tell. I don't know. These people. And then
what
I saw an old.
Do,
speaking of scary things with plastic surgery, I saw Iron Man 2 the other day with Mickey Rourke in it. Talk about scary looking. what did Mickey Rourke do to his face? Good grief.
I know. He didn't have to do that. No. I mean, in the movie 9 1/2 Weeks or The Pope from Greenwich Village,
he was a pretty boy.
He was Angel Heart. Ooh, I love that movie. Oh my gosh. He was a pretty boy. I don't know what happened. It's crazy.
I don't know.
Walks around Hollywood and carries his little dog with him. It's like, you know, like a little chihuahua, and it just looks so funny because he's so big, you know. He tried boxing for a while and that didn't work. So it does. Bad plastic surgeon.
And then he does that, and then he has that smile when he doesn't open his mouth and smile, when he just uses his lips and smiles. I mean, he's got that Joker smile, you know. I've seen people like that. They have that smile, and I always feel like saying, stop smiling like that, because you look like the Joker, you know. Hey, Jeremy Cummings, good to see you, my man. Good to see you, buddy. Hi, Dushan.
And you could say, please don't talk bad about Mike. He's got a lot of problems. Okay.
Mike?
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Mike Myers? Oh, well, they all had problems.
Welcome, lady.
I got problems.
Yeah, but you ain't. I don't know. Are you? Are you turning into Mike Myers or Jason or anything?
Oh,
I mean,
speaking of Mike Myers and the Halloween movies, today is Donald Pleasance's birthday. Donald Pleasance was the original psychiatrist, Dr. Loomis, who played the psychiatrist who was, who took care of him when he was in the insane asylum.
Oh, I remember him.
And yeah. Today is his birthday.
I didn't even know he was still alive. Or is he?
I don't know.
I thought he passed away.
It's his birthday today, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But that was an interesting, he did that part well. I always liked him in movies. He always, mm-hmm. he was never really a main actor. He did a lot of character stuff, you know, right. Supporting actor stuff. But mm-hmm. he was a good actor. He really, mm-hmm. he was a good actor. Yeah.
Yeah, he also played in what they call the Prince of Darkness, where this sci-fi thing, they say it was the devil, and it's kind of a scary movie.
Yeah. Ugh.
Not as good as Halloween, no.
Yeah, those movies are scary. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Trick or treat? Trick or treat?
I like treat. Treats. Always.
You like treats?
I like treats.
Same here.
Yeah, me too.
My kitty likes treats too. So.
Your treats.
Yeah. I kind of like playing tricks every now and then.
Underground Shuffle tricks. Shep,
I
treat.
Love you, Granny.
Shep says pennies.
Yuck says tricks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tricks. I love that.
I go around playing ninja. That's a trick, right?
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
That's my
five finger death punch, Granny.
Yeah. Okay, well, here, how about this? Water balloons or eggs? Water balloons or eggs?
I'll take a water balloon over an egg.
Really? Okay.
Not me, man. I'm an egg thrower.
An egg thrower. I can't believe you said that.
We loved throwing eggs when we were on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I was bad. I was a really bad little girl. I mean, I wasn't a bad little girl, but I did a bad thing. Me and my neighbor friend across the street, his name was Bruce, we used to go around egging people's sheds. And then we put hairspray on it so it would it would turn black.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know anything about that.
And it comes off, but it still didn't look very pretty.
Well, at the Heights house when I was growing up on the street up from our street, the Heights house, they had a a sun deck on top of their carport, you know. So we'd climb up on that sun deck with like, you know, three or four dozen eggs, and we'd be bombing cars and that as they're going by on Halloween. Oh yeah. We were egg throwers, man. We just, and we could throw them too. We could put some distance on those eggs, you know, and they never knew where they were coming from, but man, yeah, we were egg throwers. And one time Mr. Height was a big man. He was a border patrolman, you know, and, He'd come out, he'd hear us up there all laughing and giggling and whispering, you know, and he'd come out and go, "You boys, you better not be up there throwing eggs." "Oh, we're not, Mr. Height." You know? If he ever came up, he'd see where all the eggs are, you know, took all the eggs out of the house. But yeah, we were egg throwers.
It's so funny. Look what Jeremy wrote in the text. If you throw bologna on someone's car, it'll take the paint off if it's left in the sun. Tried it. I don't know if it works. Scout's honor. What the heck is in that bologna?
Well, I thought that the bologna had a first name spelled O-S-C-A-R. Remember that one?
Yeah. Yes.
Good one, Mary.
Come back, Mary.
Some Glenn says it's the salt.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that would, in other words, be the sodium content.
Well, yeah, but Jeremy, you say that's never funny. Tried it, so don't know for sure. But you got neighbors, don't you? Just sneak out there someday and put a slice of bologna on somebody's car. I didn't know that either.
Or just kind of just have some in your hand, kind of walk by and tap the car, and there it is.
Last name Myers, Mike Myers makes the bologna. Yeah. Mike Myers' brother's Oscar Myers. Okay, now here's what I want to ask everybody. Do you like getting scared, or do you like being the person scaring someone?
I
like being scared. I guess that's why I love scary movies so much. So it kind of, it gets your blood pumping, gives you goosebumps. And I don't know. I guess I like being scared. I'm,
Yeah.
My first movie, my very first movie in my whole life was Night of the Living Dead. So, yeah. So I guess that's why baby. I still love scary movies.
I've shared this story before, but I took a real good looking girl from school. Her name was Eileen Carly. And she was a year ahead of me in high school, and we both had graduated. And so I took her on a date. We're going to go to the movies, and I'm taking Eileen Carly to the drive-in. And we're going to get in the back and have a little hubba hubba. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So we jump in the back of my car. The movie starts. And, you know, we're starting to, you know, get a little cuddly and that. And the movie we saw, Night of the Living Dead, scared the bejesus out of both of us. And it was like we couldn't get out of that theater and get home fast enough because we just knew the zombies were going to be chasing us.
It was, and it was done so well. I mean, it really was really good. And that's actually, I saw it at the drive-in too. They took me to the drive-in, and where back then they had like the playgrounds, you know, right underneath the screen. I actually sat there and didn't play. I watched the whole movie, and it scared the bejesus out of me. It was in black and white.
I know. And I don't know, what was the guy's name? Romero?
Cesar Romero?
No.
Not Cesar Romero. I'm sorry. I'm not saying Cesar Romero.
But Cesar Romero played something.
The Joker. He played the Joker on that.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Romero. What the heck? Romero. I don't know.
Night of the Living Dead. But he was the master of zombie movies. He made a ton of zombie movies. But anyway, that was his first one, Night of the Living Dead. And they had such a small budget for that movie. I mean, that's why it's done the way it is, because they didn't have hardly any money at all. They thought it was going to be a flop. But that movie is a cult classic. It is still a very famous movie, Night of the Living Dead. And compared to all the other zombie stuff that's out there, Night of the Living Dead, the original, still stands its ground. Yeah. I mean, they're coming to get you, Barbara.
Yes. Yes. And then his name was George A. Romero.
George A. Romero. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And did you know, I don't think he ever mentioned zombie in his movies. I don't think he ever called them zombies, and the zombies never said brains. They never said brains, you know, because everybody says zombies, you know, brains, they want to eat brains. No, he doesn't know where any of that came from. Yeah, you know, and it didn't come from my movie. I don't know what they're thinking.
They just kept coming.
But you know, the very first zombie movie, I believe, was a movie called White Zombie. And I believe it had Bela Lugosi in it. And it was a real old movie. And it had to do with voodoo down around, I want to say Louisiana, but I don't think it. I think it took place on an island or someplace, but it had to deal with voodoo.
Caribbean?
In the Caribbean, yeah. And that's where the zombie thing all started, because somebody put a curse on somebody and they came back and they were zombies. And yeah.
Oh, that's like that doll island that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. I think it's down. I don't know where that is, but it's where they put all the old dolls.
Oh, dolls are scary.
Now
they are.
Yuck says that the new best age zombie movie, in his opinion, is 23 Days Later, and that's that English movie. A good movie, Yuck. That is a good movie. 23 Days Later, yeah. And Jeremy points out that Luke, I'm your father, didn't come from Star Wars. Yeah, they always get that line messed up.
They paraphrase it.
Yeah, they paraphrase it. Yeah, it's never so. Wow, is that where White Zombie, the metal band, got their name? Could be.
They're based out of New York.
Well, I know the Underground Shuffle mentioned Tales from the Crypt, and I think, you know, Grammy just acknowledged it in chat. And then another series I thought of, like the Goosebumps book and TV series.
Oh, yeah. Goosebumps. And those are Goosebumps, kids' books,
Goosebumps.
Aren't they? Goosebumps.
Yes. Goosebumps.
Aye, aye, aye. Ghost, Goose, Shannon, Shonda, yeah. Russ, Ralph. I get them all mixed up.
I'm going to have to watch that one. The White Zombie movie was made in 1932. It says a young man turns to a witch doctor to lure the woman he loves away from her fiance, but instead turns her into a zombie slave. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
They're coming. Yeah. They're coming to get you, Shannon.
A little love triangle thing going on there, too.
Oh, well, you know, in talking with Shep on that Tales from the Crypt, now there were several different venues of that. Several different ones, because there was one with Clarence William III that he was hosting it, and then there was that little skeleton head thing.
Yeah. I wish they could bring that back and do a modern day and just do different stories.
Yeah.
I used to love that show. Gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess if the good folks at HBO are listening.
I hope so, because I really, you know, I did that one time. I said, I really wish they'd bring this show back. And what was it? And they did.
Nice.
Oh, The X-Files. I said, The X-Files is my favorite show in the world, and I wish you'd bring it back. And they did, but it was only out for a little while. But hey, it came back. My wish came true.
Eric, wasn't Goosebumps children's books?
Yes, it was.
I think it's mostly children's books, you know, put out by Scholastic Books. And then there was also a TV series adapted on each of the books.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shep is at the store.
Uh-oh.
And he says they have Luigi's Gelato Italian Cannoli Flavored Ice Cream. Wow, yummies. Yeah, I always see the food.
Our chef brings up, are you afraid of the dark?
Let's see. Sam I Am says, did you ever watch Fright Night? Yes.
Yeah.
Used to watch Fright Night. That was up there with the Crypt Keeper, you know, with those shows. Mm-hmm. With also with Elvira and Svengoolie. Yeah, that's always those. I mean, when I was growing up, that's what Saturday night was all about. Saturday night, or was it Friday night? Friday night, maybe. But we had, you stayed up past midnight and then you watched all those scary movies.
Yes.
You know. You know,
Saturday nights were the best nights.
Yeah.
They should definitely bring all that back. They could. I mean, just, sounds awesome. They also have Fright Night the movie, too, which starred Roddy McDowell. The one that played Caesar in Planet of the Apes. So, and they also did a remake of that a few years back with Colin Farrell. It was okay. It wasn't so bad. But the original Fright Night, you're right. Saturday nights were it. That's when you got your popcorn.
Yep.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's when my dad and his third trophy wife would all go out. So it'd all be me and my friends from the block. And it just...
Yeah.
And that's when I saw The Evil Dead. And back then, The Evil Dead was... that movie scared me so bad. But if you watch it now, it's hilarious. It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The movies that we watched as kids that scared the crap out of us, we watch now and go, how was I ever afraid of that? Uh-huh. You know?
I know.
Chip mentioned the show, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Did you ever watch that?
I don't remember that one.
Me either.
Yeah, that's a spooky. Mm.
Jeremy says he's got to watch They Live. It's something that he watches every year at this time. So he watches They Live. Isn't that the one now with the wrestler puts on the glasses and he sees the aliens and all that?
Roddy Piper.
Is that movie, Jeremy?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, that's the one. That's a good movie. That's a good movie. Yeah, and he puts on those glasses, and nobody believes him. You know.
Yeah.
And then he puts on the glasses, and they're going, "There he is! I see him. He sees us. All right, we got to get him." You know, they're after him.
That's kind of like the Resident Alien, where it's only the little boy.
Yeah,
only
the little
very
boy can
few
see
can
that he's
see
an alien
as he really is. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I'm with you, Shannon. You know, that stuff should come back because that was so much fun. You got together mm-hmm. with your friends and, you know, you got underneath your protecting blanket so the monsters couldn't get you.
Yeah.
And you'd be there all involved in the movie watching it. And then your mom would come in and go, hey, how's everybody doing? Ah, scare you to death.
Yeah.
Moms are the true bitches.
Well, see, and what made it fun is that, you know, like, look at the movies we were watching. I mean, yeah, we were kids and they were scary to us, but, you know, they weren't really that gross. I mean, you know, as far as special effects and all that, they've just played on your mind and your imagination, you know.
The only crazy lady she wrote in there, like, yeah, run outside with just a flashlight. Forget that rifle over the fireplace.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that. It's like, I don't know what that commercial is that they have on TV now, but it's that commercial. I think it's an insurance commercial, but the kids they're running away from, you know, from like a chainsaw massacre guy, and they're going, where are we going to go? He's after us. And they go, let's run over there behind the chainsaws. They have this door with chainsaws hanging from it. And the one girl goes, why don't we get in the running car? You know, because the car's sitting there running. No, let's go over there. Let's go over there. And then it shows them hiding behind a bunch of chainsaws hanging from chains. And the murderer's behind them. And he's just shaking his head and rolling his eyes like, I can't believe they're hiding here. You know, and then it shows them running. Where are we going now? Let's go to the car. And they go, look, no, let's run to the cemetery. You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, what she say? Let's run. Let's go to the running car. Car is on.
Ready to go. Jump in. Get out of there. That brings me to another one. Haunted house or cemetery?
Oh. Well, gosh, dang, this is about equal.
Haunted houses can be very scary,
especially here in New Orleans. They have Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails always does his humongous. It's where they put like millions of dollars into it, and it's like unbelievable. And that's not the only one. And then, of course, they have their cemetery tours here and vampire tours. So it's Halloween's a big deal here. So,
I bet.
God, now, I had to say equal.
Where you are, the caskets are above ground. Is that correct? In keeps?
Yes, the cemeteries. Yeah, because we're 8 feet below sea level, so they have to bury them above ground, or else they get washed away. And yeah. So it's a big deal. But those can actually nowadays you have to travel in a group because it's very dangerous. You know, they have people lurking in there just to rob people and stuff. And
yeah,
then you go missing.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
I have to say, but as a kid, we used to like to, I know, I was a kid way beyond my years, but maybe that's why I like Crazy Lady so much. Me and my friends would go to the cemetery, and we'd also do it in the front yard. We'd have our little seances, and we would call Mary Worth.
So, who was Mary Worth?
She was they made a cartoon strip out of her when I was a kid, but she was like a witch who had a green face and kind of like Medusa type hair. She was a witch.
Oh, was that kind of like that Candyman thing?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Yeah, you say her name so many times, and then she shows up. Yeah, it was way before Candyman, though.
Northern Minority.
Don't say it, Shannon! Jeez, Louise!
That's a friend of mine. Hey, Jarrell, how are you? Thanks for coming.
Say the names.
Hey, Jarrell.
Coming after us. Bloody Mary. Yeah, they had a Bloody Mary. Yeah. The thing about cemeteries, though, is like people are saying haunted house because cemeteries give off unpleasant vibes and that. Well, you know, you're dealing with dead people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing about cemeteries is it doesn't have to be night. It doesn't have to be nighttime for cemeteries to be creepy.
Kind of keep you.
Because the house of the living, in the Night of the Living Dead, It's during the day that the zombies are coming in, and they're in the cemetery. That's when the brother tells his sister, "They're coming for you, Barbara." Yeah.
And they do that night.
No, they do that day. They're coming after him during the day.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
People in cemeteries can't hurt you. It's the ones walking on the grass you better worry about. Yeah, that's true. And I always got this saying too of ghosts. You know, I mean, if you got a ghost in your house, you think you got a ghost in your house because, you know, things get knocked off of shelves or things get moved. I've always got this theory. And they touch you, you know, ghosts touch you, you know, they can do that physical stuff. If they can do that physical stuff like that and they're spooking your house, they're haunting your house, then dang it, they can do the dishes. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Hey, sweep the floor. Come on. You know, I mean, that's all I'm saying. If you want
to
be here.
That actually happened to me one time. I'm at the stove cooking, and I'm with the roommate that I'm still in now. And all of a sudden, I get a little pinch on the rump. And it's like, I'm thinking it's him doing his little stealth, because he's a soldier, and he's real good at sneaking up behind you without you hearing him. And I look around and I said, "Scott, stop it." And he's under the blanket on the couch and he's just halfway asleep. I'm like, "Who the heck just pinched my rump?" It's just like, oh no.
Hey, yep. Northern Minority Poverty Law Center. Woo, that's a mouthful.
Ooh, that's a
the,
big title.
The NMPLC. He says they say they lived in two places that were haunted. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button for us and come on back.
The only crazy lady says it's the whispers that irritate me.
Oh yeah. I don't hear whispers in that, but we got things in this house that make you wonder, you know, and it's always, and I always yell at them to knock it off. Knock it off, you know, get out of here. You know, like we'll see. I'll be in bed asleep and I'll feel the bed bump. You know, I feel like
I do that too.
It's like Grammy bumped into the bed and I look and Grammy's not even in the room. And it's like, all right, knock it off. Get out of here. Go spook Grammy. She's in the back. Okay. All right. Here we go. Then that brings me to this question. Elm Street or Sleepy Hollow? Elm Street or Sleepy Hollow?
Elm Street.
Elm Street had
Freddy Krueger.
Right. Creepy Hollow had the guy riding the horse with no head.
Sleepy
with
Hollow,
a big pumpkin
not
under
creepy.
His head.
Not Creepy Hollow, but that would be a good Sleepy name.
Ichabod
Crane.
Oh, Ichabod.
Yeah, I want Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow, man. Yeah. And that Sleepy Hollow movie with Johnny Depp.
Oh,
that is a great movie. Oh, and you know who else is in that movie, Shannon?
Who
plays the headless horseman? Christopher Walken.
Oh, that's right.
And that's an uncredited. His name's not in the credits.
Wow, that's kind of
Christopher Walken is in there. That's a fun movie. It's got that. Christina Ritchie in.
Ritchie, yes.
Got her in it too. That is a good movie. It's got a lot of familiar faces in that movie. Yeah. And it's kind of funny, it's suspenseful, and it's outright spooky in places. Sleepy Hollow. That's a good late night under the blankets holding your pillow movie to watch. Sleepy Hollow with Johnny Depp. Look at that movie.
Jeremy says that where he's at in the South, they don't call it hollow, they call it holla.
Holla. Sleepy
holla.
Oh, only crazy lady. Would you rather be bit by a vampire or a werewolf?
Vampires, because they're a little neater. They just bite you in the neck. A werewolf, you know, he could rip you up pretty bad.
I just watched that movie, American Werewolf in London, last night. That was really good.
That is a good movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where the werewolf gets him in
the moors.
Yeah. That is a good movie.
And his friend walks around going, "You got to kill yourself, Jack, you know, because you're going to turn into a werewolf in 3 days. So you're gonna go and hurt people." And he's thinking he's crazy. And And each time he comes around to see him, he's like decaying a little bit more. And yeah. It's actually really funny.
Well, you know, the guy that did that, the guy behind that movie, John Landis, he's also the guy that directed and did Michael Jackson's
Thriller.
Yeah.
Wow. John Landis. Good special effects. Good makeup, too.
Yeah, that is a good movie. But did you know that that's a remake, Shannon? That's a remake of Werewolf in London. And I believe the original is like a 30s or a early 40s.
Really? Yeah, that should be great.
Was his hair perfect? You didn't get it. Never mind. Werewolves of London and his hair.
Right over my head.
Well, I am getting ready to get off of here. Ow. So thank you, everyone, for joining us or letting me join you this morning. It was fun. Be good. Grammy loves you all. And just stay safe. I'm out of here.
Thanks, love Grammy.
You. Love you, Grammy.
Thank you.
You too.
There she goes.
Stay immortal. Stay immortal.
This was a fun list. This was a fun list. I didn't even get to all of it. But we are kind of running short a little bit in time here. But this was a fun list. There's a bunch more I could do. Maybe we'll pick it up again another day. I can do it. It's kind of fun to go to the Halloween list.
It is.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Let me see. Let's do. Well, see, we already kind of answered this one: Halloween party or scary movie night. I think the majority of us would go for that that scary movie night.
I would too.
Or the party.
You can have the party, and then when the party's over, you have the scary movie night.
Exactly.
That'd be a good way to end that party right there. Mm-hmm. Man, that'd be something right there.
Yeah.
I thought I did this one and I thought of you, Shannon. So I've got to ask you this one. Blackbeard or Jack Sparrow?
Oh, Jack Sparrow. He's so hot. Oh my God. Oh yeah. I'm a big Johnny Depp fan. Humongous. So absolutely Jack Sparrow. You know, another reason why, because that character was supposed to kind of, he embodied Keith Richards, the way he really acts in real life. So, and actually Keith Richards was in one of the movies, but actually helped him become that character, because that's what it was modeled after, was actually Keith Richards. Well, and of course, Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, the movie, I forgot the name of those movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. The Pirates of the Caribbean movie that Keith Richards was in, didn't he play Jack Sparrow's dad?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that was his character. He played Jack Sparrow's dad.
Yeah.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. That is good, man. That's a good movie. Yeah. All righty. Well, listen, we're going to come to a conclusion there. I thought for sure I'd get you to go for Jack Sparrow. There you go.
Okay. It was a little set up there. I got you. Johnny Depp.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. We're going to get out of here. We've run our limit. It's had a lot of fun. Good to see everybody coming in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hit those follow buttons and come on back. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. And we'll be back tomorrow for our Thursday show. And I want a special thank you to our chief navigator for Wednesday, Shannon Lynn Jordan. Miss Shannon, for coming in. The lovely Shannon Lynn Jordan. I love saying your name. No, don't. No, Jason, no. Yeah, that's spooky stuff. I mean, yeah.
Hey, Billy D, we're wrapping it up.
All right. Well, listen, Shannon, sweetheart, do you want to, got anything encouraging you want to tell everybody now that we've scared everybody and got them all scared and spooked out?
Okay. I can't think of anything scary. Just always check your child's candy. Make sure that there's no weird objects or, you know, you need to pre-test it. Well, I don't know if you need to do that. You might end up in the hospital. But until next time, entertain your own dang self.
Thanks, Shannon. Yeah. And make sure that you get all the Three Musketeers out of there. They don't, the kids don't like Three Musketeers. They can't. That's what I used to tell my kids. No, you won't like these candies. No, I got to get these away from you. So I'm going to take them.
I don't like the nougat.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to turn this over to Eric because I'm sure he's got a list of podcasts that are coming up for you all to tune into. But again, thank you everybody for tuning in. Hit those follow buttons. Eric, I'm turning it over to you, buddy.
Well, I think Milk Dog will be having his shows on today, so be on the lookout for that, and be on the lookout for the Frankie D Show to go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Hopefully they're back this week from like hiatus that they took last week, the Frankie D 2 Alpha and the Potluck Podcast, and then hopefully, you know, being the winning surprises for the show very soon, and hopefully We'll see each other later at the Slightly Serious Show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Wes is outside normal at 10 p.m. Eastern. And Ralph should be back tomorrow morning about 7 a.m. Eastern Time. And then we're back tomorrow, same time as always. And then other podcast shows we're checking out, like Star of the Floundering, Low Standards and Pores, This Lot Doesn't Like, you know, coming up today and later this week. So be on the lookout for those and many more.
Yes. We got your Van Life Pantry, keep an eye out for them. Russ Brown's Outside of Normal podcast, the Holy Shift podcast, the Gaia Connection, the Amber May podcast, check out those. Just Another Day in Paradise. Opinionated Lushes, they got some Halloween stuff going on their shows, and they're on YouTube, so check them out. And then, of course, Sunday morning, Stewie Griffin on Sunday mornings, and our good friends, the Underground Shuffle guys. Check them out, and you can find them now on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. They're on there along with us. You can catch the show again at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, and check them out. And keep your eyes out. Miss Shannon Lynn Jordan, she's going to be having her website up and running here pretty soon for Conspiracy Clothing Connection. Now, you want to keep your eye out for that because she's got some fantastic products. She's an artist, and I tell you what, she can make some stuff. I've seen it. Look on Instagram. She might have some stuff posted on her Instagram page for you to check out. But keep an eye out for the Conspiracy Clothing Connection of Miss Shannon L. Jordan, Lynn Jordan. That's gonna be fun when she gets that up and running. Oh, man. Oh, you broke up, Eric. What did you say? Say it again.
The October trivia contest coming up next Friday, so be on the lookout for that, and we'll be, you know, giving more details very soon.
Yep, and we'll have more details of what's going on. Shannon's going to list TikTok out there and Instagram, and concerning the costume contest. We'll get a little bit more details after you for that. Yeah, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. It's all going to be fun. All right, that's it. I think we're out of here. All right.
See you next time.
See you next time. I guess it's time to say
later.
Gators. Later, Gators. See you tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific time.